And we probably average 100 people a month that come in for just for food alone. And also we help with utilities. We help with rent, sometimes with clothing. We steer them in a direction to help people get eyeglasses and medicine. So we do this on a daily basis to help people. But Christmas time is our fundraising time, where we build the funds to help us operate throughout the year to be able to do these things that I was just telling you about.
Absolutely. And we were talking off air about a lot of few things coming up, even next week, things for Christmas, from the 11th to the 15th.
Yes, and even before that, now this weekend, right. Walmart is partnering with Salvation Army, and we're going to be actually ringing bells out in front of Walmart this weekend. Yeah, there, you hear that? That's a bell that hasn't been rung out in front of any place yet. So we're planning on getting that bell busy this weekend. And I'll be out there, and I'll be a picking and a grinning. And so I hope that you'll come out and say hi. We'll be at Walmart this Saturday morning from 10 to 4. And then the ladies will be inside, and they'll be partnering with the Salvation Army. Will be partnering with Walmart to have a toy drive, and so they'll be inside, and they'll have a list that they're going to be passing out to customers as they come in to give them a suggestion of something they might be able to purchase that we can use at Christmas time. And so we'll be starting there, like I said, at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning and going till 4. And we'll be at both doors. Of course, I can't be at both doors because sometimes there's not enough Joe to go around anyway. But we will be there at ringing at both doors, and we're looking forward to seeing you folks out. Also, as Kyle mentioned, next week, starting on the 11th, starting at 1 o'clock, our community service volunteers, which is a group of fantastic ladies that put together our Christmas program. They just had a Soupalicious here last week at the First Baptist Church, and it was very successful. The weather was just right to bring everybody in to eat soup. And so we had a great turnout, and so we're real thankful for our community for the support we get. Well, they'll be at the Salvation Army there at 12th and Walnut from on the 11th, which is Monday, from 1 to 4. Tuesday, they'll be there from 9 to noon, and then they'll take a break for lunch, and then from 1 to 4. Wednesday, the same. Thursday, they'll be there the same, 9 to noon, and then they'll be there till 6 o'clock, that from 1 to 6. And then Friday, again, from 9 to noon and 1 to 4. So if you'd like to come and sign up for Christmas gifts and food and clothing and toys for your children, make sure that you bring a picture ID and social security numbers and a proof of address that you live in Coffeyville, and the ladies will take care of you and get you signed up. So I just wanted to let you know these things are happening here, right here in Coffeyville, and we're going to be having a great Christmas again this year.
Absolutely. Lots of things going on, and this is just the start, because you guys are really going to be grooving and moving a lot during the month of November and December.
Oh, yes. 2 days before Thanksgiving, the 26th, we will begin, have our kettle kickoff at Country Mart. We'll be there at noon, and we'll be out there picking and ringing again, and then we'll be there throughout the Christmas season, and then we'll be starting at Walmart on Friday after Thanksgiving, and so we look forward to seeing you there. We'll also be the night of the Christmas parade, which is, I believe, is the 6th of December.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
The night of the Christmas parade, we will be at the Hitchin Post downtown playing and ringing And we'll have a kettle set up down there, and we'll be singing and Christmas carols. And I've got two more guitar players are going to help me. So we're looking forward to that. So we hope that you'll come out and hear the music. And so we are looking forward to that. Here, that's what's coming up in December. And so we're just looking forward to a great Christmas season. We were discussing this just before we started today. Salvation Army has actually been in Coffeyville since 1890.
Yeah, over 100 years.
1890, isn't that something? When the Daltons rode into town, the Salvation Army was waiting on them. Anyway, I wanted to share a little brief history. William Booth, who and his wife Catherine founded the Salvation Army in 1865 in England. And the reason for that was to help those folk that were in the poverty-stricken areas of London, the poorest of the poor. And so they began this as a ministry to help them and preach the gospel to them, as well as help them with their physical needs and feed them. And so this is what they began in London in 1865. So I think it's really something that the Salvation Army came into Coffeyville just a few years later. In 1890, it had moved all the way from England to Coffeyville, Kansas.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And so Lieutenant Knowles was the first officer here, and it was located at 4th and Walnut, somewhere down the vicinity of Kansas Lumber. So they've been in a lot of different locations throughout the downtown area, and we've been at our present location at 12th and Walnut. We've been there since 1980. And so, like I was mentioning earlier, we have a lot of people who partner with us at Christmas time. I have many businesses that will adopt kettles, which means they're going to add money to the kettle. They may actually match what comes in, or they may even give more. But they will add money to that. So that's what we call kettle adoption. And this helps us to have just a little more funding to be able to do what we do each month. Because we, like I was mentioning earlier, we help about 100 people a month or more. That's an average. Sometimes it's more. I believe the last 2 months we've helped more than 100 people. I think last month it was 133. I think we had 116 this month. So it varies. And that's just with food. That's just with food. That doesn't count people that we might have helped with rent or medicine or clothing. There was a man came through the other day who needed some clothing so he could get a job.
Right.
And he needed steel-toed shoes. We helped him get that, got him fixed up. We had several people over the last couple months need medicine, and so we helped them with that. So we try our best to meet need as we have funding. And so that's why we are on the air this morning, just to tell you that we need bell ringers. And if you'd like to come out and help us, you just tell us what you'd like to, when you'd like to ring and where you'd like to ring, and we'll do our very best to accommodate you. And right now, we have lots of openings, and so we're looking forward to getting some bell ringers. Maybe you hear me this morning and say, well, I'd like to do that. Well, this is your year. You can do that. So all you'd have to do is call Joe. If you'll notice on 11th Street, every bank marquee is, including the one at the intersection down here at the light where 166 and 169 intersect, you'll see call Joe at 870-9261. And so I just want to let you know I need you to call me, and I'll get you signed up to ring bells.
Absolutely. So a lot of things you guys are doing to help out in the community. And like you said, sometimes just need a little boost to kind of help us out during any kind of year. You like you said, the gentleman had a job lined up. He just needed a few things so he could be able to work at that job. So you guys do a fantastic job in the community. And I see you have your guitar here today. And I was wanting to know, could you belt out at least one song for us today?
Sure. There's a song I wrote last year called Doing the Most This, and I thought it was a neat slogan, And I thought, well, maybe some committee got together and, you know, maybe a group of officers were sitting around, young officers one day, and they said, hey, doing the most good. Let's use that as a slogan. You know, I found out that didn't happen yesterday. That happened in 1919, and it was the vision and came from the heart of Evangeline Booth. She was the daughter of the founders of the Salvation Army, William and Catherine Booth, and she was born the same year that the Salvation Army was founded back in 1865. So she was instrumental in bringing the Salvation Army to America. Mm-hmm. So that's why you can thank her. But she's the one that came up with this idea, doing the most good. Doing the most good for the most people with the most need. That was her slogan. And so this is our desire. And so here, just before Christmas, I wrote this song, and I hope you like it. And if you listen to the radio, you may have heard a little bit of it on a announcement telling you I need bell ringers. So here we go. When people ask me, Joe, how are you doing? I just smile and say, I'm doing the most good. Standing here, a picking and a ringing. Standing here, doing the most good. Standing here, doing the most good. Helping my neighbor, just like I know I should. We're making a difference for some families. Yeah, we're standing here doing the most good. Oh, yes, we're making a difference for some family. Standing here doing the most good. Helping my neighbor, just like I know I should. Yes, I'm standing here doing the most good. Still standing here doing the most good. All right. That's why we're on the air this morning. Hey, Kyle and I are trying to find us some bell ringers.
That's right.
If you'd like to come out and ring bells, you say, well, how long have I got to ring a bell? That's up to you. I'm very flexible. I cater to the people that want to help me. And I'm very flexible. Sometimes I have some folk that will come out and ring a couple hours. Sometimes I'll have some that will come in and ring for 30 minutes, and they'll have another one that will take over for them. And then if it's really cold, then they'll kind of switch back and forth. And so, like I said, I'm very flexible. But I'm needing bell ringers. We're going to be ringing at five different sites this year if we have the people to do it. We're going to be at Walmart, both doors. We're going to be at Country Mart. We're going to be at Orsland's. We're going to be at the Hitchin Post downtown, and we'll also be at the Dollar Tree. So if you'd like to come and ring for a little while at any of these places, you call me. And that's 620-870-9261.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you very much for coming in. We love the song, and we love what you're doing for the community, to helping out any way that you guys can. We definitely appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having us today. It's always a privilege to be here, and I really am so thankful for the radio station. They have always been so friendly. This is my 10th year of doing the Kettle campaign. I started as the Montgomery County coordinator almost a year ago. I started right the day after Christmas, I think it was. And so where I was doing the kettle campaign, now I'm doing the campaign every day, so to speak. And so I'm so thankful to be a part of this and get the great support we have from our community. And like I always say when I go to the chamber meeting, God bless Coffeyville.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Joe. It was a pleasure to meet you, and it was a privilege to have you on the air today.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Lisa Wilson in studio. She'll be talking about the Veterans Day program that's happening this Saturday. Lots of things going on in Independence. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.